You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host Chris.
And Jonathan.
Another full week of sports, man.
Yeah.
MLB playoffs started, you know, wild cards are done, and that's been interesting.
Yeah.
You know, another week in the NFL, a lot more missed kicks.
More injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Devastating injuries for sure.
Yeah.
For a lot of you fantasy players out there, I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, you know I know what you're talking about.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling right now.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, shoot. Some people feeling like that for college football.
Yeah.
Especially out here, you know, one guy who had a rough week last week that we discussed on the show had a nice bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
So now that... all that talk is switching to somebody else.
Yeah.
Out in Southern California. So,
yeah.
It's getting crazy, man.
It's getting a little bad.
You know, and we've been stepping our guest game up. We got another guest coming in. Introduce him in a few minutes. Shout out to the homie Daryl from Strata Low Cash.
Yeah. Appreciate you on the last episode, man. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. He was dropping some mad St. Louis sports knowledge for us.
Yeah.
So I hope y'all got something out of that. Always fun to get him on.
Absolutely.
We did forgot to mention to him that he is part of the Happy Hour Fantasy League.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how he did. We'll get into that. But he was toward the bottom. I think he was winless.
Yeah, I think I'll check it right now.
What's in the under?
Daryl. Me and Daryl holding it down. Last and second to last. I'm second to last right now. Goddamn. And I had to take another L today. Which I knew I was going to take an L because I ain't had nobody. Everybody on bye or hurt. God, I can't wait for Dez Bryant to come back. I can't wait.
Yeah, we got all that. And, of course, the NBA slowly getting closer.
Yeah, my Bulls whooping ass in preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting Doug McDermott. Let's go. Oh, my God. I can't wait for the season to start.
Yeah.
We about to drop it on them.
Yeah, all of that. And I know we got a ton of awards to hand out.
Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to get at us, you want to talk some sports with us, you can hit us up a number of ways. You can reach us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Reach out to us via voicemail, 323-455-4219. You can always hit us up on the website, blackisonline.com. Any of those we'll play on the show and respond there.
Yeah, absolutely. Hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have. Anything y'all want to know. Anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know and we will get back at you.
That's what's up. So let's bring in our guest, a longtime friend of mine, go back to high school and all that. He's part of the Fantasy Football League, too.
Yep.
What's up, Kenton? How's it going?
What's going on? Pretty good. What's going on with y'all?
We good, man.
Just chilling, brother.
So we know you're concerned about your team right now. They playing right now as a Niner fan.
Yes, I am a diehard Niner fan. Only one team my whole life. Never going to change. Red and gold, so I'm dead and cold. One of those kind of situations, you know?
That's what's up. So we'll see how they do. First thing we're going to start off, we got some feedback.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
From the homie Baylor the Great.
What up, Baylor? Oh, sorry, bruh. Oh, I know. You sent me the link yesterday. And what happened? We took that W. It's all good, dog. You know, it's all love. The Raiders tried. They tried their best. But that best defense in the league just said no. I'm just saying.
We're going to get into that.
Yes, sir.
But for your email. Feedback all-timer. Top five all-time sports games, all systems. Number five, Double Dribble, Nintendo.
Ooh.
Mm. Number four, NBA Jam, Super Nintendo, Sega.
Ooh.
Number three, Mario Kart, Super Nintendo / Wii.
Mm.
Number two, Tecmo Bowl.
Ooh, he's taking me back.
And number one, the Madden franchise, all system. Oh,
of course.
Do you, as a fan, believe that the games are fixed? Not all games, but maybe certain games. Do you believe in the Mafia / Vegas connection? We've seen in movies about players point shaving, blue chips.
Yep.
And even the recent 30 for 30 on Boston College, which we all found out was actually the Goodfellas movie in real life.
Mm.
Or what about that Tyson and Buster Douglas fight?
Mm.
We all know the famous ref named Tim Donaghy. Do you think those Vegas odds may have altered a few games and or series? If so, with who? Can you look at your team and say that they may have been part of a fixed or tampered game, whether it was a win or a loss? I'm a Laker and Raider fan. What do you think I think? LOL, # Tuck Rule, # 9/11's team, # Patriotic Way, # Kobe versus Boston Finals. P.S. I woke up this Friday evening, so by the time y'all get to this, I'll already be laughing. Thriller end of song laugh about the Oakland win over the Broncos. LOL.
Yeah.
# optimistic.
Yeah. optimistic is right because I'm so you were wrong about that. Nah, but it's all good, man. Appreciate the feedback.
For them all-time sports games, hey, man. Well, yeah, I would put Madden probably.
I'm sorry. Fine. NBA Live 95 has to go down as one of the best damn. I can play that game today on my Sega Genesis and be good. Like, that game is the business. I love that damn game. I like the NBA Live franchise before, I think, pre-PlayStation. Was when it was at its best. After we got to PlayStation, it was pretty weird.
Yeah, and then now NBA and 2K took over.
Yeah, 2K is that shit now. Yeah,
I seen something with the graphics where I was like,
it's I'm ridiculous 2K now.
And I have DirecTV. I'm live and I have cable. He was like, damn, and the art is so awful.
What did you have? Was it the Jordan versus Bird?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, Super Punch Out?
So, yeah, you know, I remember the Super Punch Out.
I've got to throw that in there. God, there's so many sports games. Oh my God, what else you got?
What you got, Canton? I know you got some.
I got an old school one for you. I don't know if you remember the track and field where you had on the old school Nintendo, the first one.
We had the little pad.
You had the pad if you had the money. We didn't have the money, so you take two batteries and like rub it back and forth on A and B real fast. That game was fun.
That game was fun.
That game was awesome. What else? Great. Yeah, shout out to the homie Sean. We used to play Skate or Die.
Skate or Die, yes. Oh my God, taking me back.
And even with the new ones, like I haven't played them a lot, but the FIFA games are sick.
Yeah, FIFA is nasty. Especially the new ones now. Mm-hmm. Those are nasty. So are the PGA, the Tiger Woods PGAs. Yeah.
Tiger Woods is fine.
The 2008, 9-ish ones, those are the best. Those ones are hot.
Yeah, NBA Jam. Oh, my God.
Yeah, NBA Jam was that joint in the arcade you playing against cats. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And then that was the same as NBA Jam turned into, it was another one that was basically the same thing. I'm drawing a blank on the name. But it was NBA Jam, and they changed it to something else. But it was basically the same format,
like the little
and
three.
I think they came out with, what was it called, like Street Hoops or something like that?
Yeah. I remember NBA like Street that. Fools was like, you had three of them, you could go up and lob it.
Yep.
Yeah, that was fun.
I mean, those man, make me want to go back and start playing them games again. Like, damn.
Right.
As for the games fixed, I'm not a conspiracy theory.
Shout out to Storm
over at Hoopla. I know she is, so she probably answer this with an emphatic yes.
I wonder sometimes. I really do. Because there's some times where it's just, it catastrophically just sometimes you're just like, how all of a sudden did we get to the point where there's like a 1-point difference? Like it just weird stuff just tends to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I the Tuck Rule. That was
I was a Raider fan when that happened. I was ready to throw something at the TV. Like, this is bullshit.
Even as a Broncos fan, I was kind of like, "What the Tuck Rule? You've never used this rule. How do you all of a sudden just pull it out of your hat?" I don't know.
The Tuck Rule definitely did Raider fans wrong. I mean, clearly,
That killed the franchise.
Yeah. And, there's some games like you had with the Miami Heat when they was playing Dallas. And I've seen like if you blew on Dwayne Wade, you was getting called.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I don't.
you wonder sometimes, yeah. But there's no hard evidence. I mean, with Donahue, that they collected all the evidence and found out all that stuff. But I mean, it's, we don't know.
Yeah,
we're never gonna know unless something just comes out that you know.
Yeah, you can wonder for points.
You'll wonder.
Yeah, I don't know somebody who wanted to risk their career over it, but I wouldn't be surprised. With, yeah. You know, as powerful as I believe the Mafia is, just you know, maybe a game or two there, but not as a whole.
Yeah.
So yeah, shout out, man. Shout out to you for that.
Appreciate that, Baylor.
All right, let's jump in this NFL.
Yeah, buddy. Let's jump into it.
All right, man. I'm starting with the biggest win of this weekend. Cincinnati in overtime. Yeah.
Against Seattle, man.
Coming back with 17 to go into overtime in the fourth, man. They playing. You know, like we said before, until they get into the playoffs.
It don't matter.
People going to doubt. But I will say, though, beating a team like Seattle.
Like that,
coming from behind where normally they probably lose. You know, that's one of them games that builds momentum. This is clearly an improved Bengals team from last year, you know, all facets of the game. They just getting it done, man.
Yeah, they just getting it done. And you got to give credit where credit is due. Andy Dalton, man. Andy Dalton's been balling.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to give the man credit. He's been taking over. He arguably up to this point, besides Aaron Rodgers, he could be considered the best quarterback playing right now.
Yeah.
At this moment in time. So, I mean, Andy Dalton's been playing well. Giovanni Bernard and Jeremy Hill have been giving them a nice tandem at running back. The receivers are stepping up. Tyler Eifert, now that he's healthy, has given them a dimension they didn't have when they had Jermaine Gresham starting a tight end.
Yeah.
Now they got a tight end that can actually, you know, make plays going the vertical and all that. So the offense got a little bit more potent. You know, they brought back Michael Johnson, so that was a nice piece, a guy who was on their defense before and had his breakout season with them. So he's been playing well. Their defense has been playing solid.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in all facets of the game, they've been playing well, and kudos to Marvin Lewis. He's got them playing well and playing smart. But again, till we see what happens in the playoffs, it don't matter. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't. This is giving you more reason
to believe
that maybe they can actually win a game and actually go pretty far. You can see Andy Dalton, 30 of 44, 331, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Giovanni Bernard, I mean, as fantasy players, you're just like, who the hell do you want to start?
Right.
I got Bernard in a few, and, you know, I'm satisfied, but I got Jeremy Hill in another. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, 8 carries and Giovanni Bernard gets 18. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm a Jeremy Hill owner, and I'm kind of frustrated with it myself. Last week, you know, 3 touchdowns on less than 10 carries. This week, similar carries, no touchdowns, which you couldn't expect him to do that against Seattle, but he can catch passes too. So I'm not sure why they don't kind of, you know, platoon him in and out, kind of like how the Cowboys do with, you know, Joseph Randle and McFadden. They can just switch him every drive or something, but then it appears when they go passing, then they just keep Bernard in there and the Hills on the sideline getting cold, you know?
And they basically have admitted as much that Giovanni Bernard is their guy when they're basically playing catch-up. That's the running back they're going to use.
Yeah, they're playing pass. So, yeah, they're doing the damn thing. 5-0, one of the number teams that's undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who to give, you know, more of the win or loss to, but Seattle is not looking right.
That O-line is garbage. Mm. Garbage. Getting rid of Max Unger was the worst thing they could have done.
It's not looking like a...
It's stupid.
Not benefiting.
It's not, because you brought in Jimmy Graham and you're not using him. So then what was the whole purpose of the draft? I mean, of trading your starting center, who's a Pro Bowl center.
Yeah.
So I'm...
You got to read.
And they're saying, I guess the center is having snap issues with Russell Wilson. I'm like, Good Lord. See, that, and this is why people don't talk about it, but the center is a critical position. Especially if you get a good center, mm-hmm. you hold on to him. Because he's going to be good for at least 10 to 15 years. Mm-hmm. So you just make sure you got him. So, you know, trading him through their offensive line in shambles, Marshawn Lynch being hurt is really not helping. I know this kid, Thomas Rawls, went nuts today.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, 23 carries, 169 yards and a touchdown. I mean, he, you know, over seven yards a carry, you know, did the thing, but, you know, is not.
But Russell Wilson's not getting any time. Look, he got sacked four times. Mm-hmm. After getting sacked, what, like seven against Detroit?
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting pulverized. So his offensive line isn't helping. Every time, it seems like, I watched the games too, it seems like every time he snaps, he's basically about to, he knows he got to start eluding defenders. Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as he gets the snap, right. So it's like, God damn, he has no time to throw. I don't know. Their offensive line has got to get it together. That's the only way it's going to work.
It's got to. Yeah, because it's just not happening. And, you know, for that defense, you had a 17-point lead, and you let them cut in it. So, you know, question marks all around right now.
Yeah.
Another undefeated team. Atlanta had a tough game with Washington. Mm. Once again, pulled out. Devontae Freeman. I know every time you see this, you're going to be like, oh, my God.
It just makes me cringe. I cannot believe I dropped that fool, man.
Oh, no.
Got them after week one.
You drafted him?
Yeah, I drafted him, and then I dropped him, and now I'm just paying for it badly. Badly. Because, goddamn, the last three games, he has been going nuts.
Yeah, he's been getting with it, man. But
after week one, you wouldn't have known.
Well, once that injury happened.
Well, once Tevin Coleman got hurt, it was like, God damn it. And then, of course, go to pick him back up. Nope.
Yep.
He's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had, 27 carries, 153 yards, and a touchdown.
Jesus Christ.
27 carries, man.
He's getting it done.
Yeah. You know, receiving, you know, solid Julio Jones, 5 for 67 again. Jacob Tammy showed up at 10 targets, 8 for 94. Tammy. Yeah, and Devontae Freeman. And he had 7 for 44. Catching, like, just getting it done.
But, I told you, I said on the last episode, don't be shocked if Washington makes it a tough game.
No.
And they did. I mean, it went down to the wire. But, jeez, Kirk Cousins, man. He just ain't getting it done. Their running game was terrible today.
Yeah, as a whole, 51 yards as a whole.
Not getting it done. So, I mean, without
so glad I didn't die for any of them.
Yeah, I got Alfred Moore. I'm just like, God damn, like, because he's behind. Matt Jones is clearly your dude. You know, but Atlanta's defense, once again, stepping things up.
Yeah, Atlanta's D stepping up and... I mean, give it up to Dan Quinn, man. He's turned his franchise around. You got them boys balling.
Yep. Another close game. Shout out to you, Daryl. Like we said, them St. Louis Rams made it close. Bothering Aaron Rodgers for a minute, but, you know, not enough.
Yeah, close but no cigar. I mean, that kid, Todd Gurley, I'm going to say it again. If he didn't get hurt, easily would have been a top five pick.
Oh yeah.
Hey, he making things very interesting for Leonard Fournette. You know, I mean, I know most people aren't going to take him back in the fourth round for the way the sport is, but with Todd Gurley coming out the way he did, especially against a solid Green Bay Packers team too, they're like, wait a minute, are these three down backs coming? Are they back in season again?
I've been saying, man, they coming back. Yes.
30 carries, 159 yards. Shit.
I mean, hey, feed the horse. You got to feed the beast. And they fed that man. That is what you're supposed to do with these good guys. I mean, Nick Foles, though, Jesus Christ. 11 to 30.
Foles, oh, my God.
four interceptions. I've been trying to defend this man. I don't know if I can anymore.
You can't. I watched plenty of that game. And I think they might have beat the Packers had he just – play decent. Just go game manager and don't make a mistake. He threw, what, at least four of those was two rare had thrown interceptions, and the other one were just the pick six was like, why would you throw that? Just take it. Just take a sack. You're costing your team the game right now. You're playing like Colin Kaepernick right now.
Yeah, I mean, we knew he was kind of like a little above average quarterback. You know, he just needed somebody healthy, and yeah, this is it's killer. And I think Kenny Britt got hurt in the game.
Yeah, Kenny Britt got dinged up.
So they got to do something. As far as Green Bay, you know, got another W.
Aaron Rodgers just he didn't play well. His streak is over. He threw a pick at home.
Yeah,
finally,
like what, like 5 years or
something like that. Something stupid.
Yeah, 19-30, 241 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. They got to him, bringing that pressure, but not enough.
Eddie Lacy
was terrible today. Yeah. It was garbage, and I got him on one of my fantasy teams. Pissed me off.
Well, I have him in our league, and happy hour league, he is doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough Rams team. I'll give him that. But, yeah, we need to see more out of you. But
James Jones, man. Good Lord.
He's going to be like the best.
The best waiver wire pickup in the fucking league, in fantasy leagues. Because, Jesus Christ. He seems like he's catching a touchdown every week.
He is, man.
M.R. Freeman.
Yeah.
Well, people drafted Freeman, though. But no one drafted James Jones.
They were like, how effective is he going? But he may just be touchdown dependent. I'm like, well, he getting them.
Yep.
Shit.
Getting them, yeah.
So, them 5-0 as well.
Yes, sir.
These New England Patriots went into Dallas. Now how was this the first time Tom Brady's played in the new Dallas Stadium? That's – when I heard that, I was like, really?
Because they always have games that all the big games are always at New England.
Yeah, it feels
I can
like
attest
that.
To that. They're always at New England.
I'm like, is it because, you know, Dallas supposedly America's team, but America's team seems to be the Patriots. They're like, you know what? Don't come in here.
All I got to say is shh. Greg Hardy should have kept your mouth shut. Tom Brady said, what you say about my wife?
What you say that her sister helped you bring her sister or something?
He was like, what did you say? You bring your wife. Bring your sister, he was like, I hope he bring his wife, his sister to the game, everybody to the game, blah, blah, blah. It's like, have you seen his wife? Like, oh, damn. Like, come on, man. And then what did they say? They were like, how would you like to see Tom Brady? Or something along those lines. He's like I did last time with him down on the ground. Like, oh, damn. He's like, he just chirping. Mm. And then they got their ass kicked.
Yeah,
so,
30-6. Tom Brady, 20-27, 275 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks.
He did get sacked 5 times.
Yeah.
So they were on him. But Julian Edelman, he is cash for one of my fantasy leagues.
Yeah, buddy, I got him. He is doing
4 for 120.
And a TJ freaking
that touchdown run
dude.
Was nice.
Yeah, I seen this been a lot. There were a lot of games this week where dudes were just getting burnt.
Yep.
I don't know how he got that touchdown. I was like, squeezed. Dodged 2 tackles and was like, oh, shit.
Ellerman's a beast, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good player.
He might need another one of these because it broke automatically.
Yeah, I think that was a combination of, like, bad tackling and then also him making a good move, you know, on that run.
No, they did, man. Hey, Deion Lewis, you know, who got himself some money.
He
signed
did.
Him a, you know, 4-year.
Yeah, 2-year extension.
2-year extension. $4 million and he getting work, man. 11
his
targets
touchdown?
In the passing game? Damn. You say what?
I said, did you see his touchdown?
When he ducked under that dude?
Yeah.
Man, he shook like 4 people.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that dude right there is nice.
He's a beast. So, I mean, shout out to him. Bill Belichick knows his talent when he sees it.
Yeah, man. They do.
Right.
The Garrett
he said, Shane Vereen, we don't need you. Replace
exactly.
You.
Exactly. Easy.
Yeah.
And now Shane Vereen ain't doing shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the stuff that Chip Kelly be talking. I was like, nah, Bill Belichick does it the best. I will plug a dude in and get maximum.
Well, he's proving it.
Yeah,
Chip Kelly ain't proving it. He just talking.
The Cowboys, is it time?
I know it's
they're
going
to a bye. Is it
yes,
time?
It's Castle time. Just put Matt Castle in the freaking game because he can't do no worse than Brandon Whedon. Brandon Whedon is terrible. He's garbage. I mean, he's I guess you can't fault him too much because he is a backup quarterback. They don't have really a go-to running back, it seems. They're using Joseph Randle. Joseph Randle had a decent game. They're throwing in McFadden and stuff. Losing Dunbar was huge.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big loss. You don't have Dez. Jason Witten's been banged up. So, I mean, you can't fault him too much, but
yeah,
he's just looked terrible.
Yeah, I think so. I think they are going into a bye this week. So, yeah, it feels like it. I think they said he's lost 11 straight starts or something. You're like, dude, something's got to change.
Yeah, it's Matt Castle time. Mm-hmm. You know what you're getting with Matt Castle. He's not going to make too many mistakes. He's going to manage the game. He'll take his shots. But, I mean, he can do better than this. So,
Yeah, he can do better than that.
A lot better.
Yeah.
They'll at least have a shot to win a game. With Whedon out there, it's like, okay, how much are we going to lose by today? Exactly.
Yeah, not getting much help running, just all around.
All around, it's just
I mean, look,
bad.
It's the Patriots. I wasn't expecting Dallas to.
They're on a mission this season, man. They're kicking everybody's ass.
Four and on rolling.
I do not want to play them. I just, goddamn.
And last undefeated team still.
Why we got to be last?
You brought it up.
Why are you bringing us last? See, it's all good, though. It's all good.
The Broncos pulling out versus them Raiders.
That's right.
See, Broncos defense.
Once again, Chris Harris Jr. Like, up, there it goes.
Best defense in the league. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep on saying it for the whole season. The best defense in the league right now.
I would agree.
They're proving it.
Granted, offensively, we got issues. You know, first of all, it starts with the running game. The running game is non-existent. Whole freaking season. You know, besides that long Ronnie Hillman run in the last game, there has been no running game, and it's getting to a point. I am so frustrated with this damn running game right now. I don't know what to do. I don't know if Ronnie Hillman just needs to be the guy for a second and just see what we can do with him or what, but CJ Anderson, for whatever reason, ain't getting it done. Peyton Manning, I don't know, man. He's just not looking right. I know people ready to crucify him when Brock Osweiler put in the game. I'm like, that ain't going to happen.
No, they're still getting it done.
We undefeated. They getting it done. And as I told as I was battling with somebody on Twitter today, it's a whole new offense. And I know people are like, well, it's week five. I'm like, it ain't something that's learned overnight.
Right.
This is something that it takes time to learn a whole new offense, a whole new scheme, you know, especially for a guy like Peyton Manning, who for his entire career has been out of the shotgun. And now all of a sudden you want him under center. It's a whole transition that has to work. So we lost our Pro Bowl left tackle to start the season. Then our rookie left tackle who's been starting the season got hurt the last two games. Mm. Offensive line's been in flux and shuffle. So, I mean, it's going to take time for the continuity to work with them. You know, it's a whole situation. But that defense, boy, that is what's going to bring us to the championship. I don't care what nobody says. That is Super Bowl defense right there. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. No. The defense is no questions. Yeah, the running game, only total 43 yards.
Jesus Christ.
And, man, Emmanuel Sanders was eating today.
Yeah, he was.
12 targets, 9 receptions, 111 yards.
Well, they said they wanted to get him going a little bit more going into this game, so they did that. But, yeah, Charles Woodson, God damn, them two picks, man, that last pick was sick. Was
great.
He
read it. It was like Peyton Manning just.
We threw a damn Hail Mary pass. I mean, that was. I saw the pass and I'm like, that thing's in the air for 5 years. Like, what the hell? And then Woodson saw it, ran over, just like. Now, I partially blame Demaryius Thomas because he could have jumped, but, you know, it is what it
Charles is. Charles on that old man game.
Yeah, Charles Woodson, the 45-year-old, he's still balling.
Hey, did you see that picture they showed of the. Back when they were for Heisman.
Yeah.
And it was like
saw Randy Moss.
Randy Moss and Ryan Leaf. You were like, wow, three Hall of Famers and the dude who was out after 2 years.
Yep.
Like, damn. It's just funny. It was like, wow, and Randy Moss? Like, damn, that was a good college season. Yeah.
That was a great college season.
He was like, Ryan Leaf, wow, you never know.
He was a great college quarterback.
He was. Yep, but.
Raiders.
Raiders was fighting.
They were. I give the Raiders all the credit. Well, I mean, these division games are always, always tough. I mean, the Raiders, they did a hell of a good job on Amari Cooper. four characters for 47, mm-hmm. I will take that to the bank every time.
Yeah.
So they basically did not let him go off.
Yeah, they held them Raiders under 100 too.
And then so
defensive battle.
Derek Carr, I mean, he did a good. I mean, he did what he could.
Yeah.
I mean, but that going against that defense, it's hard, man. It's hard.
Yeah. So they what lost two straight. Mm. And, you know, you got to feel confident. It was a solid game, but damn, you just.
I'm just like, yeah, we just got a nice gap in that AFC West division right now. We are clearly going to win that division. Thank you very much.
So you got five.
How about the AFC?
Yes, sir.
Five the AFC too?
No. Patriots gonna win that.
The AFC. I mean, right now
Patriots gonna win the AFC. They're the best team by far right now. Gronk and Edelman are damn near unstoppable. For whatever reason. I don't know. I hate their offense. I hate New England's offense.
For that dink and
they
dunk all
dink
day.
And dunk all day.
And then once you get
like, and it works.
Until you get tired of it. Then you're just like, all right, fine. Y'all ain't never going to throw it. 40-yard pass. Like,
right. Over the top.
Yeah.
Golly.
Not even over the top. Just, it might be a little screen pass that goes for 40.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or like the Edelman. Like the Edelman play. Oh, just a little small crossing pattern. Oh, he's taking it to the house. God damn.
They keep doing it. So, yeah, you got Cincinnati 5-0, Atlanta 5-0, Green Bay and Denver 5-0, 4-0.
And then you had Carolina, who's still undefeated on the bye. So, if they went in 5-0, they came out. If they went in 4-0, they came out 5-0 today. So, good for them teams.
Yeah, so don't you think those are the balls of the week. Hey, man, speaking of teams who got back right, the Arizona Cardinals.
I was just
riding that ship. Ooh, that game.
You got knocked the fuck out.
God damn, Detroit.
Now, is it?
Woo!
I know we've talked about them before, and I've mentioned this. Mm-hmm. Is it time for Matt Stafford to sit down? Because at this point, I'm not convinced anymore that he is a quality starting quarterback in the NFL. Mm. I am more convinced he is suited for a bench role. Mm. He's been in the league damn near, what, 6-7 years at this point? And, you know, I mean, he led him to the playoffs last year, but he's still too erratic. He still makes poor decisions. At some point, you gotta go in a different direction. I know people have brought it up. Well, why, you know, how come Cam get all the blame and blah, 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 and Matt Stafford? I'm like, well, we have said Matt Stafford ain't the best player on his team.
Nope.
So at this point, now that he's making mistakes, things aren't working, and their season is looking bad. I'm at this point. I'm like, you know, it might be time to bench him. I mean, I know you don't want to, but
yeah. I mean, Caldwell, I heard came out and was like, if you throw another pick, he's sitting, and there you go. Yeah. He was 20-32, 188 touchdown, 3 interceptions. Mm. You're killing me for Megatron, man.
Right.
7 targets, 5. Set 5 for 67. I mean, he feel like he ain't able to get it done.
Yeah,
it's getting close. I wouldn't bench him for the next game, but he's at the point where if they start going down that hole, you gotta. It might just be like, look, you sucking, you causing us losses, and at least for this point, it may be time to put somebody else in.
Do you know how terrible this game is? Carson Palmer threw 14 passes. The whole game, and they whopped him 42-17. That's pitiful.
Let me turn down. I think like 6
yes.
turnovers.
Yeah.
Amir Abdullah.
Amir Abdullah fumbled twice. Yeah,
you hurting cats in fantasy league, bro.
I wasn't starting this, but I was like, ooh, against Arizona? Yeah, nah, I'm not touching it.
Yeah, it kind of hurt me in one of my legs, too.
But, you know, who ain't on that way? Chris Johnson.
I'm so glad I picked him up, man. Good Lord.
11 carries, 103 yards. And even Andre Ellington had that sick run.
Yeah.
63-yard touchdown. Like, okay.
Oh, what? Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, he had a nice one. Even people like, oh, I'm dropping David Johnson. David Johnson gets
2 touchdowns.
Like, this team is getting work.
And then Larry Fitzgerald, again, all I do is just catch touchdowns. I just keep beasting.
Man, he just resurges like a motherfucker.
Yep.
I'm happy for him now. Yeah. I'm a fan of Larry Fitzgerald. Like,
he's still one of the best in the league, mm-hmm. period.
I thought that Larry Fitzgerald, well, I thought that Andre Johnson would have a Larry Fitzgerald kind of year, and I was completely wrong on that.
we segue into it now, but he had a nice one on Thursday, though.
Yep. He had a nice game on Thursday, for
sure. I don't
know
if that was just I'm playing back against my old team
in
Houston, but and then, like, where were you at the last 4 weeks?
Or, man, I dropped them.
But a lot of people dropped
him. Yeah, everybody dropped him.
I would have.
And then he come back 6 catches, 77, and 2 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Man, thank you.
Plays, man.
And then you got people talking about should Andrew Luck play like Matt Hasselbeck and just be a game manager. Like, what? Are y'all serious right now? I'm just like, we're going into the season, it was known, it was universally known that Andrew Luck – In a couple years, is probably going to be the best quarterback in the league. And now we talking about that fool as a game manager because he's having a bad start to a season.
Just
society just panics over everything.
Yeah, he's having a rough. I mean, but that
not a rough else. Season. But damn,
hey, Matt Hasselbeck, great addition. This is why, you know, great player. You stay in the league. He's going to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know, give him some knowledge to Andrew Luck, I'm sure.
Yep.
Giving him gems. But, hey, man, these old guys are getting it done. Frank Gore even gave you almost 100 yards on 22 carries.
That's what you want to see. That's what they brought him in for. Like, man. Andre Johnson and Frank Gore finally showed up at the same time for them, which is what they paid them to do.
And they continuing to win. And that's all it's about, just getting them W's.
And what did I say? I told Houston you kept Brian Hoyer in from Jump Street. I don't know why they benched him in the first game. And now he comes in and basically almost leads him back to victory. And now he's the starter again. I am so sick of the Texans. They're going to have a crappy season. All I care about, give Aaron Foster 20-plus carries every game because I got him in my fantasy league. That's all I care about at this point.
Yeah, I think he hurt his hand or something and had to come out.
And Brian pouted Hoyer, like a bitch on the sidelines.
Well, yeah, he was ready to come back in. I will say it did look like the team was moving the ball better with Brian Hoyer.
It ain't no you thought that is what happened.
It's just both of these dudes are just they both backups.
They're both backups, but Brian Hoyer is better than Ryan Mallett.
And I'm reading clearly they're gonna stick with Ryan Mallett.
I mean,
I remember Hoyer from the Browns when he had Josh Gordon. He had Josh Gordon popping that 1 year. Exactly. So clearly he can be serviceable. Ryan Mallett been a backup his whole career. But I remember him at Arkansas. He was good at Arkansas in college, but he just happened to go to the Patriots and be a backup, kind of like how the Broncos backup was good in college.
Brock Osweiler?
Yeah.
Arizona State? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, DeAndre Hopkins hope Brian Hoyer stays in because he wasn't getting nothing. No, ended his day with 11 receptions, 169 yards.
14 targets.
Mm-hmm. Give me the rock.
Hey, Arian Foster had 10 targets. Keep it coming, please.
Yeah, you better work him.
Please do. So stick with – I mean, but I don't think you can go back to Ryan Mallett, man. I mean, the body language he showed on that sideline, I'm like, that's it,
man. Yeah, no, you can't.
You just showed you have no leadership qualities because you're pissing and moaning because your team's actually succeeding and you're not in the game. Come on, man. You got to cheer on your squad. You don't be bitter and upset just because they're doing well without you. So I'm just at this point, go with Brian Hoyer. Clearly the offense works better with him.
Yeah.
And just stick with it. Can't do no worse than Ryan Mallett, that's for sure.
Yeah. Some of the short games, got to start this off because this is going to be big news for tomorrow. Motherfucking Jamaal Charles. Looking like it's a torn ACL.
It ain't looking like. I can tell you it is. He tore it. Whenever you see somebody with the whole non-contact injury and they fall and they immediately start grabbing their knee, you already know what happened. So I guess preliminary reports already came out that he tore his ACL. I'm sure the MRI will – it wouldn't shock me if the MRI detected more damage than just a torn ACL.
He got hurt, what, 2 years ago?
About three years ago.
Three or four. Happened in Detroit, I remember.
Yeah, he tore his ACL
in that one. I don't know if it's the same knee. I'm not sure, but God damn. You hate seeing that happen to the, you hate seeing. I just hate seeing that happen to like the really elite players.
Yeah.
You're just like, God damn it, man.
Especially when you're like, you're the whole.
You are the offense.
God damn. I know Alex Smith like, oh shit.
Yep. Now I got to carry the load.
Well, his non-passing.
Kenton. Do you think Alex Smith can do it? I know he was there all that time in 49erville. You think he got what it takes to carry him?
No. Alex Smith, you know, from when he was drafted, he had essentially the potential that Aaron Rodgers had. But instead of him being Aaron Rodgers, he's Matt Hasselbeck. And he's just he's an average at best. You know, he just can't. I don't know why he doesn't want to do it, if he doesn't have the ability, because his arm is decent. Mm. But for some reason, he just will not throw the ball down the field, and he won't throw it to wide receivers either. And he's just generic, is my word for Alex Smith. Mm. You can't win with generic. You need, you know, something that's a lot better than that.
Yeah.
You know, you need Nike to win and not Asics. And he's Asics. You know?
No, that's real. I mean, Macklin had a decent game with 8 for 85, so it looked like he's starting to build a rapport with Alex Smith. But yeah, I'll take a young Seattle Matt Hasselbeck over Alex Smith right now. He just, yeah, it's just bad.
Yeah, they're 1-4 now after they lost today to the lowly Bears.
Hey,
they shouldn't have lost that game.
Yeah, yo,
the Bears are trying.
Cutler beat. Going you glimpses of that. This is why I feel like they need to be like, keep doing that. Show people to give people some hope. And somebody calls, we shipping you.
Swear to God, if they start having a winning record,
as soon as somebody shows interest, take them.
Like, flip that fool immediately.
But I mean, he made some plays, got Matt Forte involved, had 18 carries for 71 yards, 5 receptions, 38, and that touchdown.
That was a nice touchdown recovery because that ball was on the ground. He picked it up kind of like how Romo did that one time and still connected. I was surprised.
He made it alive, man.
I mean, he we've always said he's got the physical talent to play well. He just does it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But again, give Matt Forte the ball, please, because he's on my fantasy team. Just keep feeding him, please. That's all I want.
Another fan base that's struggling right now is in Baltimore Ravens.
Mm. Lost to the Browns. Mm.
Flacco was playing all right, too.
The Browns have a better record than the Ravens right now.
Ravens 1-4. Luckily, they should be.
They should be 0-5.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Justin Forsett.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Pittsburgh missing 1,000 kicks.
Yeah, Michael Vick just not hitting open guys with E.
I mean, I know we said that Johnny Football should have gotten a chance, but maybe they know what they're doing sticking with Josh McCown. I mean, he threw for almost 500 yards.
He's been solid the last couple of years. This one, 457 yards, 2 touchdowns.
With nothing.
Hey, wow. Gary Barnes. He locked
he's
in.
He's for real. I got to eat crow because I didn't think he was going to keep doing this, but he's doing the damn thing.
That might be the catch of the year because that joint just sat. He kept it in his legs, didn't get touched, rolled into the end zone. They had to repeat. We played that. I was like, wait, how was that a touchdown? And it was like, oh,
right,
shit.
The same thing.
And it was like, oh, he held it. And ain't nobody just like, oh, let me make sure he down. Like, wow, he getting it done. On 10 targets, 8 for 139.
So, I mean, he's clearly become McCown's little safety valve and safety net. So
Travis Benjamin, 6 for 83 on 12 targets. You know, hey, Duke Johnson getting some love. So, I mean, the Browns have some talent. Defense has been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, though, shit, they just injury after injury.
And I mean, you got to cut Flacco some kind of slack. I mean, he got nobody to throw the ball to. Nobody. Kamar
Aiken.
Oh, get the hell. What?
I mean, Marlon Brown.
Yeah. Aiken's not bad, but you don't want him to. You don't want to put him in that role.
He ain't a number one guy.
Nuh-uh.
And then he ain't got no tight ends.
No, this tight end guy has just fallen.
Tight end, though, Gilmore, he's the guy that, and then the guy that drafted Max Williams. So they got some tight ends, but they just haven't been performing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then that defense without Terrell Suggs can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No pressure.
None.
Absolutely, but surely. So Baltimore has some hope and they back down.
Yep.
New Orleans fans, Philly came in and, you know, looked like they're trying to right the ship at least.
They whooped that ass. I don't know if Philly is that, if they're just playing on all cylinders or if New Orleans is just that bad.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
We came in smacking them.
I'm going to bank on that New Orleans is just that bad. I just think New Orleans is just a crappy team,
yeah.
Personally.
You know, you got Willie Snead coming out of nowhere, 6'1", 141. Yeah, he's getting he's rising on my squad. I'm like, you may not be on the bench next week, dude.
Yeah, somebody dropped like Brandon Cooks. I picked him up quick.
Whoa, someone dropped Brandon Cooks?
Yep. I was like, thank you. Like thank you very much.
I had a league with somebody dropped Greg Olsen. I was like, give me that. Word? Okay, shit.
That was an R league that happened?
Nah, this was an ESPN league. Nah, I don't think our league ain't doing
our
that.
Our league is smarter than that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't recall seeing that on the way wire.
We got too many cats who are knowledgeable about the game. They're not just dropping people just because.
If he playing, well, he'll just be on the bench.
I'm not just dropping him. I just won't play him.
Yeah, I heard Drew Brees saw a little soundbite. He just frustrated.
Yeah.
He like, don't give me no excuses about no damn youth or this or that. We just ain't playing well.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, and there were rumors came out today, sources said, that Sean Payton might be getting looked at for the Dolphins head coaching spot and I guess a couple other ones. So I don't know if that's a sign of Sean Payton on his way out, but I'm sure if they have a poor season, he's probably gone.
Yeah, this is weird that it popped up. Supposedly he has 2 years left on his deal, but folks are still going twice. In fact, it's like multiple teams. I'm like, oh,
and he's
something's
still
in the wind.
And, you know, because you still got Bounty Gate. So we can't forget about the whole Bounty Gate situation that did happen. And, you know, now that you ain't producing.
Yeah, because it feels like you couldn't keep your number one target.
They should have never got rid of Darren Sproles. That was the biggest mistake they ever made in their life.
Darren Sproles, they just went downhill from there.
Yep.
They got Spiller. They ain't giving him the rock worth a damn.
They ain't even running Mark Ingram like that, really.
No.
And to go with the same trade they made with the Seahawks, they probably shouldn't have did that unless they didn't like Jimmy Graham anymore. But, I mean, the offense was good when they had Graham and Sproles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you paid them.
You separated that for no reason.
Exactly. I mean, you upgraded your O-line, but you depleted your offensive skills. So, Breeze got nobody to throw to.
Yeah, and then for Philly, they just came out the damn box in the second half. You know, Sam Bradford. 32 of 45, 233 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, no sacks.
Yeah.
You know, looked the part, looked a little better.
They finally got their running game going.
DeMarco Murray got 20. DeMarco
Murray, welcome back.
Yeah, 20 for 83 and a touchdown.
He was on vacation still.
Yeah. And he caught 7 passes. Like, all right.
Mm.
You know, maybe, you know, 2-3, okay. Slowly trying to turn some things around. Philly fans, you know, can breathe a sigh of relief. Like, okay, it's getting better.
Yeah. And of course Chip Kelly came out and just giving sound bites and was like, we had to win this game. You see Philly fans are like, no shit, Sherlock.
You better.
Kenton, 10-3.
13-3 now.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and he's doing the same thing that he's been doing, missing people standing right there waving their hands. But this is what happened last week against Aaron Rodgers. We kept it close. We're keeping it close. We got a shot, but then you just can't do anything with it, you know?
Yeah.
You got the girl at the club, and she's giving you the eye. You're trying to get over there to buy her a drink, and then you just can't make it over there to seal the deal. And then she walk out with the other dude. And looks at you like, you could have had this, but you didn't know how to approach it.
And ODB almost got 100 yards in the first half.
Damn.
Got 5 catches for 89 already.
Wasn't somebody on them? Who was that somebody who said that he was like a one-hit wonder? I can't think who that is.
I forget who it was, but I know you're talking about.
Like a fluke, like, oh, here we go. Look, man, the catch was sick, and, you know, this is society loves a catch, and he got some endorsement money thrown away. I ain't mad at him. That but, catch I mean, made him a star. Got him more cash.
He's showing he got game, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fluke.
No, he got talent.
I mean, I was worried about a sophomore slump a little bit because, you know, a lot of receivers tend to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And with Eli Manning, you know, he's not consistent. You know, he can get really erratic sometimes. So I was worried that ODB would have a sophomore slump. So far, he only really had one good game against the Falcons, I believe. Other than that, it's been mediocre. He hasn't just been killing it how he killed the game with the last 10 games of the season last year. He hasn't been doing that by any stretch, but he was new, he was fresh. No one had any film on him. Now they kind of know what he's doing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But against us, well, apparently we don't know what he because we're letting him run around.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard to duplicate, you know. Of course, you know, you come out as a rookie and you show off. It's like, all right, that was a great rookie season. Now it's about to get real.
Yep.
But now we can talk about these rookie QB in this discussion. Hey, man, Jameis Winston got the win.
He got the W.
I mean, and that's how I lead in with him. He got the win.
Got that. Ended an 11-game home losing streak. Like, damn.
He wasn't all that efficient. Hey, shout out to this game. Ball game for them. Doug Martin, where you been at? 24 carries, 123 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was getting it done today. Charles Sims got in the mix. It was just like, all right, this is just two teams that ain't that great. Let's just see this talent.
Hey,
I ain't going to front. I was looking at Jameis Winston a little bit. I'm like, oh, my God, dude. Like, you're struggling. Like, this is going to be the whole season? Like, you're not looking good at all.
I'm just saying, Marcus Mariota, the better prospect. That's just my opinion.
Hey, man, even Blake Bortles was getting
God damn it. Busy. I should have stuck with him this week. I was like, I had Blake Bortles and I dropped him.
23 of 33, 303 yards, 4 touchdowns and an interception.
Thank you for that. I had Allen Robinson.
I did. 772, yeah,
2 TDs. Like, damn, man.
Yeah, that trade working.
Allen Hurns.
5 for 116 and a touchdown. Getting it done. TJ Yeldon showing off that young talent, man.
Yeah.
Now they got some promise, you know, 1-4. Now they gonna.
They just have a lot of youth. They need to get some veteran leadership in there.
Mm-hmm. They do, but, you know, this was a quick, all right. Mike Evans, 3 for 41. Just, you're killing me. And then over at, like you said, Marcus Mariota. That was an ugly-ass game.
That was a horrible game. I did not have to watch that.
But Buffalo pulled it out. They trying.
Tyrod Taylor.
Yep.
Looking solid.
I'm just saying. Once he gets Sammy Watkins back, they'll be good.
Yeah, I hope for Sammy Watkins' sake he can stay healthy. Because this is like you starting to get that label, man.
Already in your second season. Like, damn.
Because I'm going to try that. I think in one hour, I think the league, Kent and I think he's a free agent. I may try to pick him up just because I need some help. But
I picked him up in our league. I picked that fool up this quick because I need receiver help.
But you just like, I wouldn't be surprised if this dude hurt week 10.
Yeah.
I believe I dropped him in our league. In a happy hour, I'm good. No thanks. You know, him and Percy Harvin, both of them have injury issues.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what are you going to do? You know, he's throwing it to Chris Hogan and Goodwin, somebody like that, who you would never have your fantasy team. So, you know, and then their running back situation is all a mess. The injuries. It's just an injury-riddled team. I don't know what's going on over there. They need to get some, I don't know, some Indians over there. And get some holistic something because they got some issues.
Now, they do, man. I mean, yeah. LeSean McCoy's out, I think, a few weeks. What's the dude named? Williams.
Carlos Williams. He's out with a concussion.
Like, yeah, oh, my God. Just hurt after hurt after hurt.
Yeah.
So Tennessee, I mean.
Marcus Mariota need weapons.
Yeah.
Because God dang, he ain't got a running back.
Yeah, he had 47 rushes. The next dude for 47 yards. Next closest was 20.
It's pathetic.
Bishop Sankey ain't getting it done.
And I mean, he need better receivers. He needs a better offense around him to really be effective.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Green Beckham dude, but he's a rookie, you know. And but he's got size, man. I don't know if you've seen
he's the huge. Game.
He's like 6'5", like.
Yeah, he's like 6'5", 6'6". He's a big dude.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. Yeah, and I mean, Delanie Walker's solid.
He got hurt.
Yeah, I saw. Like, dude, you just got back.
Man, I just traded for him, too.
Yeah, I got him on, I think, two of mine. I was like, okay, cool, he back again. I'm like, oh, you hurt. Come on, man.
Yeah.
They won.
I just traded for him. I was like, oh, thanks.
But before we head to break, some other news with the NFL. I know this is old from last week, but we got to talk about it. Where the hell did this rule come up with the Seattle game? By the way,
that's been a rule.
That's been a rule.
That's what I told you. I was like, about 1.001% of everybody who watched this game knew that rule, and I'm including the NFL too. Because I'm sure it was like, they didn't say nothing. It just went on. All of a sudden, the game is over. They talking. It was like, oh, yeah, they should have called that. You're like, what? And you see the ref is looking right at the play.
Looking
right at it, man. Oh, my God. That personally affected me. Okay, I had Calvin Johnson in that game. And I'm playing against someone who has Russell Wilson. So it's close.
Right.
And had he scored that touchdown, I would have been up probably, you know, 6 points.
Right.
But without that, even with the fumble, I was up by a point. And then all I need is for Seattle to just, you know, kneel the ball or run it up the middle three times, halfback dive and end the game, and I win. Instead, it goes on, and Russell Wilson rolls out. Those are 40-yard pass, and I lose by 4.
Damn.
But had he scored that touchdown, it might not even affect me, you know? And clearly, who was that? Was it K.J. Wright did that, or was it Wagner?
K.J. Wright.
He just punches it out the end zone.
Yep.
Referee is standing right now. That, speaking of, are things fixed? Are things he went to his waist to grab the flag and was like, you know what? That money they gave me earlier, I can't.
He did, though. He did, though. It looked like he was reaching, was kind of like, I can't do it.
Yes. They paid me earlier. I can't.
It was questionable because he was like, well, it wasn't. He didn't have intent. I'm like, the nigga slapped it. You saw it go like in a different
direction. He punched it out of the end zone.
It wasn't like, oh, my bag. And I just bumped into it. Like, he literally was like, tap. And like, oh. But part of that, Calvin Johnson, I mean, I ain't even a Lions fan, but my energy went from up to down so damn quick. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Me too.
I'm like,
I was like, can't touch. No. Wait.
Shout out to Cam Chancellor. Cam Chancellor made a hell of a play, though, on that ball.
Should have protected it, Calvin. But that's all that thing. Like, get it to your best player. He did. That was all on Megatron. You're like, oh, my God, dude. Because you want to be like, dude, just fall.
Hold
the damn ball, man.
I give more kudos to Cam Chancellor for just making a freaking good play on the ball. He smacked the hell out of the ball.
Yeah. No, he did. He did.
His whole armor through it.
Yeah, he put force behind it and got it out. So, I mean, yeah, you know, Calvin Johnson needs to hold it, but you got to give credit to him. I mean, Cam Chancellor, God dang, he is a beast,
and
man.
Then it just sucks that Eddie got the
pay ball. That man.
Eddie got the ball back anyway.
Pay that man his money.
He need to get some cash.
Shoot, because he has saved y'all season, basically. Single-handed.
They're like, who did it? Cam Chancellor.
Who else?
Oh, him. Oh, the guy who held out. Oh, the guy we should pay? Okay, let's see.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it Paul Allen? Back at the Brinks truck.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got to, you know, restructure him, give him a little more guaranteed money up front. You ain't got to break the bank, but he does deserve a little more cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can at least do that because clearly the dude's making his presence known.
Yep.
God, that game was good, too. And you were like, oh, I feel bad. Oh, and it's Calvin Johnson fault, too. Damn.
Right.
And sorry to see you go. We was talking about it the last week. He was probably not going to make it.
Nope.
Dolphins fired Joe Philbin. He was, 24-28 in 3-plus seasons. And they promoted the tight end coach, Dan Campbell. Like, oh, the tight end.
It was like, Dan Campbell? I'm like, he just left the league, didn't he? He was on the Lions.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. But, you know, he brings a different toughness attitude to the team. I guess a more no-nonsense attitude than Joe Philbin. I mean, this whole Ryan Tannehill talking shit to the practice squad players and Joe Philbin telling the practice players to take it easy on Ryan Tannehill so we can boost his confidence. I'm like, are you kidding me? So you are saying that Ryan Tannehill sucks because he can't even cut it in practice.
If he get mad at practice squad people, I mean, this is part of his problem. Like, you had the issue with the whole bullying with
Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito.
That looked bad. You couldn't control that. You know, now you got your franchise quarterback. You paid him based off what you paid him. He's okay, but he's your franchise quarterback. He's supposed to be, based on money, a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like it. Defensively, you know, Dama can sue that money, but
they questioning what they doing on defense.
Fired defensive coordinator Kevin Cox.
They knew that was coming.
Yeah. Hired ex-Raiders, old best corner Al Sanders as offensive consultant. They just, let's just change things up.
Yep.
Because it is not working.
Trying to change the culture.
Yeah. Joe Philbin will land back as a
coordinator somewhere or something
else and do fine.
A quarterback coach.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it's funny about that. I was talking to Rashad about how coaches and kickers get fired. And if someone else goes and hire these dudes, like, they just wasn't over here fucking up last year. Like, this dude just going to get fired for not being able to lead his team. And then someone's going to hire him next year as a coordinator and then maybe mess around another year or two, be a coach again somewhere else. You know,
yeah.
A kicker goes and misses three kicks last week and then someone gets hurt and they say, hey, well, you know what? We need a kicker. We'll hire you. You just bricked three kicks last week.
They do. You feel like kickers don't get no love.
Nope.
People are like, all you got to do is one job. I'm like,
it's probably one of the most pressurized jobs in all of sports.
You're right. Or either, you know, if I miss it, niggas going to be looking at me, oh, like, you fucked up.
But if
I can't be like, you missed that block, nigga. All you got to do is block. You old lady, and what up with that? You get to go back in. Yeah, it's Miami Dolphin fans are just another year suffering.
That Dolphin defense, though, prior to the season, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to draft the Dolphins D, which I did, thinking that they got Dominican Sue, they got Cameron Wake coming off the edge, got Brent Grimes on one side locking down, you know, the one side of the field, ideally, and it just, man, they just couldn't do it.
They shouldn't have paid Sue all that money. They should have spread it around more in their defense instead of putting it all in one player.
They should have. They paying the price now. It's just another thing. Hey, before we get into week six, what y'all think, Kendall, what you think of this Pittsburgh at San Diego Monday night? Who you like?
I got the Chargers in that game. I think that with another week, you know, Vic might look a little better. Which he didn't look terrible against Baltimore. You know, hopefully for Antonio Brown's sake, you know, Vic looks a little better and can connect. Although Brown didn't drop that touchdown last week, so that wasn't Vic's fault. He put it right in his, you know, between 8 and 4, and he dropped it.
Right.
I think it'll be close. You know, I was thinking like maybe like a 24-20 kind of game with maybe the Chargers pulling it out in the end.
Okay.
Le'Veon Bell, though, I will say, Le'Veon Bell is ridiculous.
Yes,
absolutely.
It's just like you can't even really explain anything other than saying he's just ridiculous. The way his running style is so slippery, he kind of like hops, jumps, and then bursts through the hole. Like this dude, I can't think of no running back in the past where you can even compare him to and say he runs like this dude. There's no one that runs like him. And he's just ill.
Yeah.
No, he's getting busy. I mean, I can see it's San Diego's at home. Phillip Rivers, he gets it done. I would probably lean toward San Diego just because it is Michael Vick and they're at home.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh needs to win, though.
Yeah, Pittsburgh needs to win, and I need Pittsburgh to win so I can increase that gap in the AFC West. So I ain't got to worry about nobody.
Not for you on that. Going into week six now, we got the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Rams, and the Bucks on byes.
Mm.
Thursday night game, Atlanta at New Orleans.
That's easy.
It's one of them. It's a division game. This one got one of them feels. You know, especially the way Atlanta came off of this game. I mean, look, Washington's played pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but
Atlanta's going to stomp a hole in them.
Yeah, they should. It should be a game that's probably pretty ugly. Especially New Orleans, the way they played today.
Exactly.
You got Arizona at Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Cincinnati at Buffalo.
That might be an interesting game. They get Sammy Watkins back.
Mm-hmm.
It could be interesting.
Yeah, Buffalo needs to win. Playing at Buffalo, that might be nice.
Mm.
Denver at Cleveland. Y'all should win, but should
Stomp a hole in them.
6-0. Look out for, for Barnage.
God. 6-0. Watch out for the 6-0. That's all I'm going to say. 6-0. Josh McCown against that the best defense in the NFL? It's going to be ugly.
Yeah, Carolina at Seattle. That'll be interesting.
That's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Carolina's, you know, coming off a rematch
of the playoff.
Mm-hmm. Seattle's not really playing as well as they should. Hey, Cam do his thing.
Panthers get Keekly back, man. They get him back from your problem.
Yeah.
San Diego at Green Bay.
That could be interesting. Phillip Rivers against Aaron Rodgers. That could be an interesting game. I expect Phillip Rivers Aaron Rodgers to bounce back after this ugly performance today.
Mm-hmm.
And make your squad. Y'all got Baltimore coming through.
Yeah, rematch that. We need that rematch. we owe them from that Super Bowl game. I was there. That hurt. It hurt bad. But, you know, I think we can get them. They come in our house. I believe they beat us in their house on Thanksgiving a couple of years ago, so we owe them.
Okay.
We
all right. There we go.
You got New England and Indianapolis. That just
they
feel
should
like
kick their ass.
Sunday night game. New England's going to win. Andrew Luck should be back, but
he better be back for fantasy purposes.
He was supposed to be back last week. I may have to sit Gore that night. I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, well, I'm starting Andrew Luck just because they're going to be down by so much, he's going to have to pass the ball.
Mm-hmm. And then Monday night game, you got the Giants at the Eagles.
Giants should win that game.
You know, but it's that NFC East matchups.
Yeah.
You know, Eagles coming off a great confidence building win. I don't know. It's going to be good to see, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, hop into some football, some college football, some NBA, Major League, just make the rounds before we hand out awards. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
Y'all, we back. Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So if you want to talk some NFL, hit us up. You know, it's already 5 weeks in. It's getting interesting.
Yes, it is.
That good stuff. You can reach us via email, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @brotherslehman. Via voicemail, 323-455-4219. And always via the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, just hit us up. Let us know your thoughts. If you got to vent a little bit, your team ain't doing too well. Or if you're a Broncos fan, hit us up. Scream, holla. Enjoy the 5-0 festivities. If you got any fantasy questions, let us know. We might get you some W's. Holla at us.
Oh, yeah. We got the homie Kenton up in here. What's going on with you? Glad you made it.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here. It's been a long time.
Yeah. All right, let's jump into this college football. Man, it's just been some crazy upsets. The biggest one so far, I'll take him.
Yeah, I'm getting over a cold. I don't want to take it.
Osley in the building. See how she do. But yeah, man, biggest over here, man. Washington upsetting number 11 SC 17-12 in the Coliseum. Like, what?
Sarkisian is done, man.
That's what they're saying.
You got the whole issue and drama with the mixing the liquor and the pills and all that stuff, whatever. And, you know, you lost already. And now you come in here and you lose to an unranked team, a team that most people thought y'all were killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things just ain't looking good at all for him.
Now he's supposedly taking a leave of absence. I was like, yeah,
he got more problems than I guess we know. Cause Jesus Christ, I mean,
after them do the alcohol too.
Yep. So it looks like it might be time to move on to somebody else. Cause I don't know, it ain't working.
It's hard.
I'm hearing Chip Kelly.
It's, you know, I understand some people who are like, you know, this is only what, his second full year.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to be like, all right, after 1 year. He ain't really getting it. Let's fire him. And that, you can't really do that for college football. I mean, the guy needs some time, but these off the field
exactly. That's issues the problem. That's the problem.
Starting to be real ugly.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposedly draining what during practice.
During practice and stuff. So like, I don't know.
Yeah, we know your alma mater was happy to whoop that ass. So yeah, other big upset. Hey, man, shout out to Charlie Strong, because we wasn't banging on him, but, I mean, there was a lot of stuff said. Texas Rangers was tweeting that he should get fired, you know, all that mess. I mean, of course, the picture with him on the stool. Hey, beating number 10 Oklahoma 24-17, Red River rivalry. They was basically up from, like, jump.
Yeah.
Took care of business. I loved the way his team showed him love afterwards, hoisting him up. I thought that was real cool, man. I'm real happy for brother, because last week he was in Sark's seat. Last week, I mean, everybody was like, "Get rid of this dude. He don't know nothing." Big win.
Yeah, and I mean, it shows you that the players do like him and they're playing for him as well. I mean, hopefully this sparks them and gets them going in the right direction. But, yeah, beating Oklahoma was huge because that is your rival, your cross-state rival. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, that was huge. So, that nice win for Charlie Strong. You know, I know them boosters were like, thank you
for
getting us a win. Jesus Christ.
And, of course, you know when it comes to college football, you beat your rival, you know, that gives you a little extra.
You get a little leeway.
Yeah, you get a little break.
Mm-hmm.
TCU. Woo!
I hope they dropped.
I'm pretty sure they did. Held on to beat Kansas State because I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I was looking at my phone like, are they about to lose to Kansas State?
52-45. God damn.
Putting up points, boy.
Mm-hmm. Other upset, number 18, Michigan shuts out number 13, Northwestern 38. Nothing.
Your old coach got Michigan playing.
Yeah, he's good at motivating, but those college kids are easier to motivate than, you know, grown men who are getting paid millions of dollars.
Yeah,
yeah,
that is true.
Now, he went back to where he's successful. Hey, Michigan got Michigan ranked.
He and got them balling. Yeah, he really got them playing.
Ohio State like that because that Big Ten is
Yeah.
You know, so they like that. And Tennessee upsets number 19, Georgia, 38-31. And he raced a 21-point deficit.
Their coach is on the hot seat.
Georgia's coach?
Yes. Mark Richt, I believe.
Yeah.
He on the hot seat because he ain't Chubb winning gone. The big games. Did you see that injury?
No, I missed it.
Oh, my God. That it's hard to watch because when you see he makes the cut, he jumps, the dude hits him, and then his leg, like, bends the opposite direction. And like when he falls on the ground, you see his leg, it's like it's basically almost like it's just wobbly. Like it's like a rubber band. Like that it just looks so gruesome and painful. I feel bad for the kid, man. Especially, you know, Fucking Todd Gurley dealt with that same thing at Georgia last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay.
Was it worse than the dude who played for Carolina, South Carolina? We drafted him. Marcus Lattimore was worse than that.
Marcus Lattimore.
That was pretty ugly.
It was along those lines.
Okay.
It was a pretty gruesome injury. Hopefully the man can recover, but as bad as it was, I know he tore several ligaments. So I don't know, but I wish him a speedy recovery. It was hard to watch that shit.
Yeah, I was like, I missed it. I just flipped back and just seen him sit out and everybody cheering, making sure he was all right. No, I was like, ooh, that's not. When you got multiple players coming at you and supposedly praying for you,
All bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So looking at the AP top 25 after week 7, Ohio State still number 1. Baylor moves up one.
Good.
At number 2. TCU falls back number Good. 3.
They should have.
Utah moves up a spot. They're number 4.
Yeah, Pac-12.
Let's go. Clemson moves up. They number 5.
Mm.
LSU moves up at number 6.
Mm.
Michigan State falls back a few at number 7. Florida State moves up a few. They're number 8. Texas A&M stayed at number 9. And Alabama fell a bit, but they holding a number 10 spot.
Mm.
And we saw what Michigan moved up 6 spots. They 12.
Ooh.
Slowly but surely.
That Michigan-Ohio State game is going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm. The biggest drop, let's see, Oklahoma fell 9. Back at 19, Northwestern fell 7 at 20. So, oof. And I think SC, I don't even see them on this moment.
But after losing to unranked Washington, they probably dropped out the top 25. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think all right, Bama should be down further than that.
You say who?
Bama. Because I watched some of that game, and I think I watched the other game where they lost was the last week or 2 weeks ago. And they were losing to Arkansas. This is who they just played, I believe. Like, they had to come back and win that game. Now, they came back, and you'd have never known they were losing the game. But into the second half, they were losing,
Yeah, that's why they fell a couple spots. I'm sure it was. I know they have a day with LSU at some point. Mm-hmm. They always do. So that's going to be a make-or-break game for them.
Or net.
That fool's a beast.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think, since before we leave, and I forgot to write this down, what do you think of the talk about this now? Because there's another player who they brought in that mix about sitting out a year. It was the dude who got hurt, and they were like, it might have been Chubb, but they were like, he's not eligible to leave the NBA to the NFL the next season. Does he sit out? I mean, do you sit out and –
No.
Hopefully get – I can't think of who that dude is. It escapes me right now.
You mean this year?
Yeah, I think he got hurt and he's
– Well, I mean, I know Fournette was talking about that, which I think you need to just keep playing. I mean, you're not getting paid yet and you got to keep proving yourself. You're a prospect. Prospects don't stop showing you the ability. You got to keep showing it.
Right. No, I'm with you. I get it. For the injured guy, if you're injured, I can understand it. I can't think who it is, but I mean, if you're coming back on a torn ACL or whatnot, it's going to take you another year anyway to be at 100%.
Oh, the guy from UCLA.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about Jack. Miles Jack?
Yeah.
Miles Jack.
Do you just hold out? But I think you have to play it by ear when you're injured. I mean, now they're saying you can take insurance out on your body and whatnot, so it's not as bad as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, in Fournette's case, I don't like guys sitting out a year.
Nope.
I don't think, missing a year does not do you any favors.
In football, especially.
Exactly.
In basketball, you could sit and chill. You'll be playing basketball all the time, but there's no way to simulate that contact and, just all those things that go along with playing football. You can't just sit out. Look at Maurice Claret and who was that, Mike Williams, who sat out a year.
Yep.
That drastically affected their careers,
Yeah. I mean, like you said, you working out and I'm playing somewhat games. But you're like, you need to – we want to see you. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's always, what have you done for me lately? And, you know, people are going to be like, well, you didn't sit. You didn't play. And we don't know. We don't have no film on you.
Exactly.
So you may drop a little. So, yeah, that was interesting take. Moving on to the NBA, slowly getting closer.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, like, you know, I'm going to start out with this. I hated to see it happen to this dude. Hornets small forward Michael Kidd-Gilchrist out 6 months due to a torn labrum in his right shoulder.
Just signed that daggum extension too.
Just got paid too. Because he was hurt the other time. So yeah, it's just like, god damn.
Yeah.
You know, I felt bad for the kid. And, I mean, for the Hornets too. I mean, they're trying, you know, do better from last year to make the playoffs. He and Nick Batum would have made a nice little small forward tandem.
They're going to have to lean on Nicholas Batum now.
Yeah.
Heavily.
And I would say about that injury, because I had the same injury, torn labrum on my right shoulder. Mm-hmm. And they're saying 6 months. And I was able to come back and play in 6 months. But it took about close to a year to really feel confident. You know, you can come back and play and be okay, but about a year out where you really get back to being the person that you were. So 6 months out, you might be getting back on the court, but you're not going to be the same player right away, because you got to get used to people crashing into your shoulder. You know, you're setting picks, and, you know, that contact on that shoulder is just something different that you got to go through when you have that kind of surgery.
Yeah, it looked like he may be ready March, April, but at that point, depending on where they are, they may just be like, dude, just sit out.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, we made an investment. You know, we'll get you in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Other injuries, Pelican center Omer Sheik was out 3 weeks with a calf strain. You know, before that, the other center, Alex Zhenga, out 4 to 6 weeks with a hamstring injury. You know, I don't know, he like, they shed out a lot of money, these two dudes.
Yeah.
And they already hurt.
You heard Kendrick Perkins like, I'm ready to roll, baby. Like, oh, shit.
Kendrick Perkins runs like he has cement shoes on. I don't know if anyone ever noticed that. Is it just me that notices that? Like, he runs like he's wearing size 25 cement bricks. Watch it next time you see him play. And just, if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. But I swear it's what he looks like when he runs.
Oh, that's funny.
He's a slow dude.
Yeah, he is.
You know, maybe a few years ago, you was worse than now. You're like, okay, dude. Like, what you there to do is protect our $120 million player. If somebody get at him, we need you to be the bully.
God, if he ends up starting, he will be the worst starting center in the league by far.
Hopefully not. He may start for a minute. Hey, man, I'm very happy for Thabo Sefolosha, found not guilty of misdemeanor obstructing government administration.
I don't even know what that is.
Disorderly conduct and resisting arrest outside a New York nightclub. This was just weird when it went down.
Because it was the same night that Chris Copeland got stabbed.
Yeah.
It was weird.
And he ended up getting hurt by the cops.
Yeah.
You know, wasn't able to make the playoffs, which, you know, Atlanta's desperately, you know, that sucked.
Yeah.
And then, you know, luckily, you know, found not guilty, good. It wasn't talked about a lot, really, when the case, which I was kind of surprised at that.
It's not a high-profile guy, so.
No.
You know, it happened, but, you know.
But you would think with police overreacting, as they continue to do,
mm-hmm.
that this would get more public. But, yeah, I mean, he fought. I'm glad he fought, because he could have just been like, well.
Yeah, because they offered him a plea deal, mm-hmm. and he said no.
Nope.
Yep.
So shout out to you, man.
Absolutely. Sue that city.
Hell yeah.
Shit.
Make sure you 100% healthy and, you know, wish you luck back on the court.
Mm.
Hawks going to need it. I know our folks over at Hoopla are going to kill this dude. Dwight Howard said he played with Ford MCL in the playoffs. And as we know, shout out to the Hoopla crew.
What up, Spirit and Storm?
They just like, look.
Why are you talking about this now?
Yeah, we don't care now.
Exactly.
I mean, if what he says is true, you know, I commend him for it. Because mm-hmm. playing with a torn MCL, I don't even know how he played. But, you know, kudos to him. But, you know, similar to what they say at Hoopla, you know, it's the new season's about to start.
Mm-hmm.
As far as what happened last year in the playoffs, it's irrelevant, honestly, at this point. So,
no, it is. I mean, you need you healthy. You know, as long as you say I'm 100% now, ready to roll.
He ain't never 100%. Dwight Howard ain't never healthy.
He ain't been healthy since that major injury in Orlando. He ain't never been the same.
Since Kobe dunked on him, he ain't been healthy.
Speaking of Kobe, Kobe said he does not need to defend that silly ESPN ranking.
Was he running like 94th or something, 98th or something like that?
They made a big deal about the last 3 years. Like, Kobe's not in the top 10. Like,
well, duh.
And he's like, so what?
Well, I mean, at this point, he's – I don't know if Kobe is a top 10 player anymore per se. There's a lot of players, honestly, that are younger, mm-hmm. more athletic, that you would take over Kobe Bryant at this point in time. Now, do I think he's like the 94th best player? No, I don't think he's that low. No. I think he's probably better than majority of the cast in the league.
He should be top 50 still.
Yeah, absolutely. He should be a top 50 player. So, you know, so I'm not going to go as far as be like, he's still top 20 and all that. Like, no, he ain't doing that. But, you know, in like, you know, 30 to 40 range, I could see Kobe being in around that.
Okay.
But 94 is kind of low. Yeah. So I wasn't mad at Kobe for being like, I don't need to defend myself for that nonsense. Because Stephen A. defended him for him because Stephen A. was going ballistic about that shit.
Yeah, I think last season he was like 60-some, and it was like, okay. I was like, y'all take these rankings too damn seriously.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Kendall, are you a Laker fan?
Yeah, all day.
All right.
All day.
What they doing? What's your expectation for them this season? Are they making the playoffs this season?
I would say that we probably will not.
Okay.
Because, I mean, just, you know, looking at the West, man, you know, if we were in the East, obviously we can't move LA to the East. But if we were, you know, with the East Coast having teams with below 500 records making the playoffs, yeah, possibly. But I'm not sure if we're going to be 500 or not. And in the West, you know, the number 8 seed is going to easily have
50 wins.
45 wins, yeah, you know. So I don't see it. Okay. I just don't want it to look like last year. You know, at least make it look good. If this is going to be Kobe's Derek Jeter year, make it look good, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough season again for the Lakers. I expect them to play better than last season. Last season was just a debacle. Yeah,
I think they can be a 30-win team.
But as I've been telling Chris and saying on this show, just play your young dudes. Play Julius Randle, play D'Angelo Russell, play Clarkson. Just play them dudes as much as you can and let them get the experience.
Mm-hmm. You got talent, you got youth, you got some veteran play.
And if it looks like the season's going awry, tank. Because if you ain't got a top 3 pick, you lose your first round pick next season. So I'm just keep that in mind, Laker fans.
Oh yeah, we've heard that story.
But the thing about that I wonder what happens. I know Kobe keeps saying I'm a Laker for life, I bleed purple and gold. But if that happens, does he want to go somewhere, you know, maybe go to New York and try to, assuming New York is, you know, in the mix for a championship and go out there with Phil and try to win somewhere else? Does he really go ahead and go down with the ship, so to speak, you know, with, like, if you don't have a good season again?
I personally think he's going to stick to just one team. I just think see him just being one team.
I think he will, but I'm not for tanking like that. I would say, you know, play your young dudes. Don't play, you know, play Hibbert less, play, you know, Lou Williams, Brandon Bass less, you know, give the dudes like Upshaw and Kelly and all them dudes and Tariq Black, all them, give them all time. But if you go out and be like, oh, we suck, let's just throw the season in, Kobe ain't going to feel that. Especially if he's healthy and he's out there trying to play, he going to be like, hell with y'all. And then at that point, yes, I could see him leaving. I think if they show enough promise, you know, I like what I'm seeing from Randle in the, you know, preseason. I think he's going to be solid. You know, Clarkson has proven he's a stud. Russell, I don't know. They can show that they've got some quality talent. It will draw in some free agents because they will have the money. Yeah. It is Los Angeles. They do have the history. But if they come off like Philly and like, oh, we suck, We're going to need another 3-4 years. Kobe can still play. He's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, just because you say, I mean, because realistically, if you say you a Laker for life, you are. You know, Hakeem Olajuwon is a Rocket for life. He played in Toronto. Mm-hmm. Patrick Ewing was in Seattle.
Yep.
You got dudes. I mean, even for Jordan
played for Washington.
Being, you know, now we all talk right. about Jordan. Don't nobody show him in a Wizards uniform.
Nope.
You know, we're not like, oh, I forgot about that. I'm not thinking about that. I remember Patrick Ewing. Wearing some Seahawks. I mean, wearing the Seattle.
Same with Scotty.
Yeah.
Same with Clyde Drexler.
Scotty at least had, he still had some prime years left. Was in the mix for it.
Well, Houston and Portland?
He was in Portland. But yeah, I mean, if you're just like, I want to play still, and my other team is just ready for me to go, hey, go play.
Yeah.
You still going to get your statue, Kobe. You still going to get your jersey retired, all that. You'll go down as one of the best. His legacy as a Laker is not going to get tainted.
Okay, so is he the best Laker ever?
No.
I can't put him over Magic.
I can't put him over Kareem.
Me neither.
Yeah, too.
It's close.
See,
man,
the only thing that's hard for Kareem because Kareem ain't played his
Kareem wasn't
full,
a Laker the whole time.
Year. It's funny. It's funny that all the guards are the ones that are lifetime Lakers.
Well, as you say, they always trade for centers. Yeah. They always traded for bigs.
I'd put him above Jerry West. Jerry West was sick.
Yeah.
Everybody act like he ain't do nothing. Like
Elgin Baylor too.
Yeah. But I can't put him over Magic. Magic created Showtime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he almost in a sense created the brand.
Yeah.
You know, Kobe, but not like Magic did. I can't put him ahead of Magic.
Yeah, I can't either.
Most older Laker fans aren't going to put him ahead of Magic. But your younger guys, he's the best of all time.
Yeah. Except just with all his stats and whatnot.
Yeah, his stats are good and everything. But, you know, like even with Magic and Kareem, Magic was still making the thing go. You know, when Kobe and Shaq was there, I mean, Kobe couldn't help that they got Shaq, but Shaq was like, I think Shaq was more the reason why they won a three-peat versus Kobe definitely contributed a lot. But without Shaq, man, I don't know if we three-peat like that. But take away Magic from those Lakers in the 80s and they don't do it at all.
Yeah, they don't do nothing. And
My God, I ain't doing with Magic Johnson.
And one more thing before we move on. Got to give an early Norse award to Klay Thompson for getting back at Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers speaking to Grantland Zach Lowe, saying you need luck in the West. Look at Golden State. They didn't have to play us older Spurs. Klay Thompson came back. Like, that sound kind of bitter.
Mm.
Some other coaches said, if we got lucky, look at our record against them last year. They were 3-1.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure we smacked them. And then did they lose to the Rockets? So that just makes me laugh. That's funny. Weren't they up 3-1 too? Tell them I said that too. And then Thompson's final, I wanted to play the Clippers last year, but they couldn't handle their business.
Message.
Yep, got at him.
Hey, keep your mouth shut, Doc Rivers. I'm sorry, but you want to call us lucky, that's fine. We all know you need a little bit of luck to win a championship. That just goes without saying. But you ain't got to make it sound like, well, they didn't play us. So you're almost making it sound like it doesn't really count because they didn't have to go through us and the Spurs. Like, whoa, hold up. Had you just handled your business like you should have against Houston, we would have played you.
Yeah.
And beat you still.
Yeah, I mean, we've discussed on here that, yes, you all the teams that they play, they never really had to play the other team's best point guard at full strength. So, yeah, I mean, even LeBron would like to take a little bit of luck.
Absolutely.
But
in every sport, it takes a little luck.
Now, as a Spurs fan, I can feel more saying it because I was like, damn, we were the one team giving them problems. But we had to, you know, the Clippers beat us. It was an awesome series. You know, but the Clippers, like, you was up 3-1. They were waiting on you.
Yep.
Everybody was waiting for y'all to go there. Y'all choked. And then to be like, well, they didn't play us. And they're like, well, nigga, if you had won, We'd have played you.
Oh, that's funny.
I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
What I'm saying? That's all Doc Rivers needed to do. Yeah. Just hush.
You don't need to bring that up.
Hush.
Everybody getting on you first. You know, Mark Cuban getting at you. You know, now Clay Thompson. Just y'all got a lot to prove, man.
Yeah, just keep quiet, please.
Mm-hmm. Quickly with the MLB because it is playoff time. Astros looking good, man. Beat the Yankees in the AL wild card. Now they tied 1-1 with the Royals. And the Astros may do some. I still can't believe that. The Astros been bad for so long. I wouldn't be. I wouldn't mind. I know Daryl. Like, yeah, they can lose. Them Royals can lose.
Yeah.
They're not the AFC, the American League sometimes.
I know.
Yeah, it's so weird seeing them in the American League now. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm pulling for the Astros. It would be crazy to see an Astros-Cubs series, World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody got to win.
Hey, man, you have a Texas battle because Texas Rangers up 2-0.
They doing the thing. Yeah,
won both games in Toronto. Like, mm-hmm. Uh-oh. And I believe first round is what? Still 3 out of 5?
3 out of 5, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, with the Yankees, I heard that what CeCe Sabathia checking into an alcohol rehab center.
Yeah.
The week before the playoffs. He fell off a lot, but you know what? As a, you know, people who deal with that, I just wish him nothing but the best of luck.
And I commend the man for checking himself in and understanding that he got a problem. He needed to seek some counseling, and he chose to do it on his own accord. So I commend the man for that.
No, I do too. And in our West, Cubs, shout out to Pirates in a wild card. It's Pirates' second year getting to the wild card, not doing nothing. That's got to be frustrating.
That's
got to
sting. Yeah.
Came in split tie 1-1 with the Cardinals.
What up, Daryl?
Making it interesting.
Mm. Hey man, I know Cubs fans are like, please, it's been like 100 years. Can we please just get one?
Yeah, they got a good team.
So, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Cardinals, though. But you, hey, you stole one.
Yeah.
That's all you
want
to do.
That's important. Yep.
And then, you know, the Mets stole one with the Dodgers. And Clayton Kershaw, I do not want him. I don't want him to have that.
He's got the playoff. You can't do nothing in the playoffs.
I feel like he's going to have that Peyton Manning label. He's the best regular season pitcher in history.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't. I don't know what it is with that dude. Every time it happens.
Yeah, he had that. Yeah, Isley chiming in. You a Dodger fan too? All right. Yeah, they, man. Because they have, what, three straight walks. Dude took them out. Next thing you know, bam, up, two come in. 3-0. That's the game. But,
and then they luckily stole the second game. Mm-hmm. Did you see the Chase Utley slide?
Yes. Oh,
I've
man.
Heard about it. I haven't seen it.
That it was okay. So blatantly obvious that he was trying to undercut the second bat. It was ridiculous. And I think he broke his leg in the process of it.
Yeah, he fractured his fibula.
Yeah.
You would have thought that this was a football play, Chris. You didn't see it? Okay. He came in like, I mean, look, I played baseball my whole life. And, you know, I know how to slide in and take out the shortstop without doing that. Like he started sliding at the base.
Yes.
And, oh shit.
And basically because the dude's leg was still planted in the ground, he kind of like pinned his leg in there and the dude flipped up in the air, landed on the back of his neck.
Yep.
The dude was looking like, I don't know what just happened. Did he hit by a car?
And then it just came out due to that, they did suspend Chase Utley for Games 3 and 4.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, not worried about that really. I mean, he was just a pinch hitter. We got Siegel in there at this point, right? Playing shortstop.
Oh yeah, Corey Seager.
Yeah, Seager.
But I mean, you should know you broke a rumor to have his leg in the collision. So that's just adding even more like,
more
and somebody got
fire.
Hurt. Yeah, get the hell out.
Yeah.
But you know what's weird about that? Which they went back and reviewed it, and Tejada didn't touch the base. But then neither did Utley. So that was kind of weird to me that they. They overturned him being out, but they.
Yeah, that is weird.
Well, they apparently it was weird because reading about it, it sounded like that play basically led to the Dodgers winning the game.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully they can hold on, hopefully.
Yeah. We'll see.
I don't know. Astros are now up 2-1. 142 versus the Royals.
Mm.
Toronto's up 2-0, top of the 6 on them Rangers. Trying to prevent it, but it's looking like it's going to be a Texas matchup in the AL.
Yeah.
Championship. All right, and one more thing before we get to the awards that happened this week, which was weird as hell. This DraftKings employee used, quote-unquote, insider trading to win $350,000 on FanDuel.
How?
Yeah, I want to know, what are they trading? I mean, what did they do?
I'm like, how can you determine how a dude's going to play?
Well, I don't know if they, what it sounds like they said, I guess, is that they got figures to seeing how many people picked a certain guy. That way you're like, okay, well, everybody picking Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to pick this other dude. And then if he balls out, my chances of making more money increase because I'm not splitting it with all these other people. I think that's what he got. I don't think it's anything to help him win per se, but I think being able to see how many people have who. And I know I think FanDuel was like, all right.
No, they both did it.
Yeah, well, we ain't letting y'all play against on other leagues because they can't play in they can't play with who they work for anyway.
Yeah,
he's like, well,
so you just can't play fantasy sports.
I mean, I've seen within the last 3 years. I mean, they have grown to hell like huge.
Yep.
Now it's like every damn station,
right?
After a commercial, FanDuel.
Yep.
DraftKings, like, God damn, word.
ESPN just. I think the ESPN pushes DraftKings, it appears, and then like other places. I think like NFL Network pushes FanDuel from when I'm watching it.
Yeah, one of them. This is crazy. I'm like, they're making grown. It
but I mean, they're similar. You know, you guys play FanDuel or DraftKings?
I've done it before. FanDuel before.
I haven't. Okay, the difference. One day thing.
The difference is FanDuel. It's more. I guess not traditional, but it's like quarterback, 2 running back, 3 receivers, tight end, kicker, and the defense. And it's PPR. DraftKings is no kicker, and then there's a flex position.
Okay. I mean, I've looked at it to want to try just to see. Advertise. I've only been playing 3 weeks, and I made $400,000. You're like, nigga, how much money are you putting up? Right.
It don't normally work that way, though. Mostly you be getting like a G or something like that.
You gotta be putting up hella cash.
Well, actually, you don't though.
Yeah, that's the thing. I tried it. You only gotta put in whatever you want. Put in $5.
Right.
I guess it depends if you just happen to be hot that day.
Yep.
It just depends on which one you do. You know, they got from dollar games up to $1,000 games.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can come in 150th place and still win like a couple hundred bucks maybe. So.
Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah, basically, it's like picking a fantasy team. They give you like a salary cap.
Yeah, I see that.
You got like $60,000 for like 9 players.
Yeah.
But basically, only afford 2 superstars, maybe 3, and the rest of them is going to be bargain players or good matchups.
Yeah, I can see that. No, it looks fun.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It's just fantasy football just taking over.
Yeah.
I got a FanDuel team going right now. I can tell you who it is. Hold on 1 second. But when you look at the team that people put together, it's just like, you know, they put in 2 and 3 and 4 multiple teams in one particular entry because you never know what the outcome may be, you know?
Right. No, it makes sense. I mean, it's big money. I mean, if you got all these stations backing you, I mean, shit.
Yeah.
You must be breaking in the dough. All right, y'all. We're going to get into these awards so we can get up out of here. Usually we always start off with the Noice Award.
Noice.
All right, what you got, John?
All right, so I got a couple. First one, I want to give a shout out to Deion Lewis, running back for the Patriots, because this brother came out of nowhere to become basically the starting running back for the team. I remember he was on Cleveland. He signed a freaking futures contract with the Patriots and then turned that into a 2-year extension. So shout out to that brother, man. That just shows you what hard work can get you, and made probably the play of the day when he was juking cats on his way to a touchdown. That play was sick. And then last noise award I want to give to Ron Artest, who I found this quite funny. He commented on the basically on the state of the NBA today and the style of basketball that is played. Yeah, and he said, and I quote, I remember I came into the league in 99. The game was a little bit more rough. The game now is more for kids. It's not really a man's game anymore. The parents are really protective of their children. They cry to the AAU coaches. They cry to the refs. That's a foul. That's a foul. Sometimes I wish those parents would just stay home, don't come to the game, and now translated these same AAU kids whose parents came to the game. That's a foul. These kids are in the NBA, so now we have a problem. You got a bunch of babies professionally around the world. It's no longer a man's game. It's a baby's game. There's softies everywhere. Everybody's soft. Nobody's hard no more, so you just deal with it. You adjust, and that's it. It's like, whoo.
Damn. Mm.
So, I mean, I was just like, you know what? Noise to him, because I'm like, that's real. The game has gotten softer. Mm-hmm. It's like watching basketball in the 90s as compared to now. Like, if the rules now apply to the 90s, do you know how many ejections there would be per game? Yeah, it'd be great. I mean, the bad boy era.
It wouldn't be no bad boy era.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just... I know people got to try to protect the players and all that because the players are the ones who are bringing in the cash and all that stuff. I get it. But all these ticky-tack fouls and wanting to flagrant fouls for just, like, slapping a dude's arm, it's at a point where it is a baby's game. It's a kid's game. Because, I mean, these are grown men, you know, got grown men strength, but... If I push you a little too hard, I'm ejected from the game. Like, what kind of stupid? We can't get in each other's faces. I'm like, there's, you got nothing but male testosterone. Dudes are gonna get pissed off. Dudes gonna get in each other's faces. Stuff's gonna happen. Let it go.
Yeah,
I'm just like,
they don't let you react to nothing.
Nope. If you curse, technical.
Yeah, the whole double technical is, I get it, but sometimes they just throw it out there. You're like, why are you giving him a double tech? It's just a waste of time. Like, I understand because you've got guys who are jumping higher and are more athletic. You know, you don't want those kind of injuries where guys are up in the air and somebody just basically takes their
undercuts
leg
under. Something. Yeah,
now I understand that. But, you know, like, oh, he's going to – I'm going to stop him. I'm intentionally going to foul him so he don't get the shot. Oh, that's a flagrant. Like, what the – I can't just not let him make the basket? You have to look like you're trying to go for the ball. Like, now, how about I just, like, I'm trucking you. You know, back in the day, and even Barkley says it all the time, back in the day when it was like, this dude is getting hot, we just need to take a hard foul on him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now you can't do that now. Now you ejected.
And it's kind of...
I will say this. It doesn't help that the premier star in the game whines a lot.
Yep.
Somebody who's basically a small forward version of Karl Malone... When he plays a physical game, it's like, why are we – they too rough. I'm like, you 6'8", 260, you truck over dudes.
Yep.
And you don't want to talk about – it's too physical? Like, okay, dude, all right.
And it's kind of funny because I was watching a ESPN little segment on – they were talking about hockey. And they were talking about the enforcers of hockey and how they're basically getting phased out the game now. Mm. How, like, you know, back in the day, you had that one dude who was basically a crazy ass who would do anything. I'm there just to get in the fights.
Yeah.
It was like those dudes are starting to be phased out because analytics have shown that you're basically worse off with them than with them being on your team. And blah. So it's not just basketball. You know, the game's kind of getting... Analytics is basically just taking over sports.
Yeah.
Like, I got annoyed today when Von Miller tackled Derek Carr by the legs, and it was like, oh, personal foul, roughing the passer. I'm like, for what? Oh, you can't tackle him low. God. I'm like, are you serious? So, I mean, it ain't just basketball. All sports are getting that way. It's just frustrating, really.
No, it is.
But I shout out to Ron Artest for speaking his mind and telling the truth like it is. That's real.
You got a Norse award for us, Ken?
I don't think so. I'll let you get it.
All right, no problem.
No problem.
For me, I got one. Mine is going out to the Colts, who won 16 straight AFC South Division games, which is a new record. They've averaged 29 points per game during that span, have only allowed 15 points per game. Last loss was December 16th, 2012, at Houston. During that span, outside of the AFC South, they are 12-14. I know you want to talk. They are 12-14 versus all the other teams, and 23-4 all time versus Houston.
Jeez. Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, I mean, Colts still getting it done. I was like, yeah, 16 straight. Your division is trash.
Yeah, their division is horrible. And it has been for like the past 10 years, it seems.
So that's for me. All right. Yeah, we're getting to those. We're getting to those right now.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, I got a few. I'm passing out a grip today.
Go ahead.
First one's going out to Donald Trump, who was voicing his support for the Redskins to keep their quote-unquote positive name. Honestly, I don't think they should change the name unless the owner wanted to. I know the Indians are extremely proud of the name. They think it's a positive. I'm like, are you chiming in this now?
What Indians are you talking to? What Native Americans have you been speaking to that think this is just a great name to have?
I was like, yep, I said that too.
I guess that means you need to fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Stop, dude. Stop, 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 stop opening your mouth on every damn subject. Like, just, I don't care what you think about the name change. God, really, just make keep trying to win. You're doing a good job of that. Republicans seem to love your ass.
He is a straight clown. And the only reason I have watched the presidential debates and all that stuff is just to laugh at him. Because he is hilarious. He is hilarious. He just gives you sound bites all day.
Yeah, it's just like, Jesus. Oh, my God. Okay. Next one, I got the fiancé of Victor Cruz sent a group text to 200 of his side chicks.
I saw that.
I was like, what? I was like, wow. Okay, I guess she's like, well, I'm not going nowhere, so let me just tell you what's up. I was like, okay.
Yeah, just,
wow.
Good Lord, man. Like, I don't know what it's like to be a professional athlete with millions of dollars, but
I mean, why?
My thing is, why commit yourself to somebody then? Seriously, if 200 of his side chicks...
Yeah.
Why are you even committed to somebody? Is my question. Is it for a facade just to show out in public and just show that you with somebody? My thing is, man, if you want to be a hoe, be a hoe. If you want to sleep around, sleep around. You're young, you got cash, you got money, do what you want. But don't emotionally commit to somebody and then it's like, well, you know, I'm gonna also have 200 side pieces. Like, what? So you got four for every state you go to, huh?
And that's it's being an athlete, I'm sure it's not that hard to get them, but damn, bro, like you are.
Don't commit.
Legally taken, but I guess you don't really give a fuck.
So I'm just like, don't have a chick. Don't have a girlfriend. Like, I don't know. That's just me.
You say you got to have his bottom one, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess she's making sure she get her money out of it.
Yep, I want half.
Oh, wow. You knew we was going to talk about this. Matt Barnes coming down from Santa Barbara to LA to get up with Derek Fisher about getting at his ex-chick. Well,
apparently, he wasn't in Santa Barbara. They said he was here.
What?
He was already in LA.
So he didn't drive that quote-unquote 95 miles?
No. He said that was nonsense. He was like, apparently he was already in LA. From what it sounds like, I guess... He got a call from his son, one of his kids, who felt, I guess, uncomfortable with something that was going on. We don't know what. And as a father, he wanted to take care of his kids. He went over there and handled his business.
And I guess he went up and saw Derek Fisher there. I'm like, what the heck? Supposedly, I heard it was a party there with, you know, a small group of folk. But, oh, my God. We were talking about this all week. And the fact that they played together... And supposedly were cool at the time. Yeah,
he said they were friends. Yeah.
It does feel like you at least owe him a heads up, like, yo, I've been hot, you know, I've been basically, look, I'm trying to holler at your chick and your ex. Like, is this going to be a problem if I get at her? Like, you know, like, do it early. Like, hey, I got, you know, we've been talking for a little bit, and before I proceed, I want to make sure this is okay. Because if Matt Barnes crazy, so if he going to be pulling up and wanting to scrap all the time for a chick that he basically don't want no more, then you need to be like, okay, I'll move on to another.
Yep.
I mean, Victor Cruz got 200 plus. I mean, there's plenty out there.
Man.
I was like, did Fisher, I don't know, maybe he got free a few months ago, and maybe he just not up on game yet.
Well, my thing is, every guy knows the code. I mean, you always know the code. If your boy was dating a chick, you know, most of the time, you know, you don't mess with her.
And then when it's the baby mama.
Yeah, especially if you got kids. Yeah, you got kids involved too.
Yeah, it gets touchy.
That's not cool.
Because niggas could hold out their whole relationship, mm-hmm. but this one chick, I got feelings. I'm like, word. Like, you clearly didn't have much feelings if you was cheating around, but right. Yeah, this was like, oh my God, like, it was just crazy.
I mean, I side with Matt Barnes because I'm like, we don't know what his kid.
Yeah, I don't know what the kid. I don't know if he went and tried to call the mama and be like, what the hell is going on over there? You know, but it's just everybody all embarrassed. Yeah, you ain't playing that. That was crazy. And my last one was just kind of some sad news. Vince Scully's going through some things. I can't know what medical procedure he was going through, but he's not doing play-by-play for the Dodgers this season.
Oh, that sucks.
Postseason, which sucks, which I feel like, you know, could motivate them to actually win it for him. But I was like, I would really suck if they win the World Series this year and he's not doing the voice. That would really suck.
Yeah.
I know he's got 1 year left, so hopefully in the next couple of years, the Dodgers can get it together. But that's all of mine, all my what the fuck moments.
For sure. All right, I just got a couple. I got we talked about the list this a little bit earlier. Steve Sarkisian. is taking an indefinite leave of absence after, sources said, he arrived Sunday to team facilities appearing to be intoxicated. Mm. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. A player told ESPN via text that Sarkisian showed up lit to meetings again today. Again. Which means this is a continuous trend of something that happens all the time.
This ain't no accident.
And it said he showed up Sunday morning, appeared not normal, and then was asked to leave. And then apparently it came out that he might have been intoxicated during the game. And it's just like, Jesus Christ. So, I mean, clearly this is a guy who he got a drinking problem. He at this point, he's an alcoholic and he has a serious issue and he just needs to get himself fixed. I'm like, F coaching a college football team because that's dangerous. You being around all these young kids drunk all the time and all that stuff, you know, that just leads to bad decisions. Poor things happen. So, you know, I'm glad the school stepped in, kicked him out, said, go get yourself fixed. At this point, they just need to move on from him.
Yeah. He's taking a leave, but, you know everybody up there.
Man, this is some bullshit.
Get the hell out.
Get out of here.
Get out.
You got to go.
I don't know what. Yeah. It sounds like all SC fans I know, they like, he can go. We ready. He can go.
They were ready after that when he got drunk at that damn boosters party or event or whatever that was.
Yeah, I know the boosters. Yeah, they ready to, like, get him the fuck out.
Yeah. Pat Hayden, it's either him or you. All right, and then my last one, it's not really a what the fuck per se. It's more so what the fuck at the situation involving this person. The Giants tight end, Daniel Fells, was discovered to be dealing with MRSA. I have no idea what that stands for, but apparently it's a potentially fatal staph infection that is also contagious. Initially people assume he's going to be okay, but as of this morning, they don't know. They said the situation is serious. Apparently doctors are trying to save his leg or save his foot, because I guess his foot potentially could be amputated due to this injury. They said he's had 5 surgeries already with more coming. So, I mean, you hate to see things like this happen, you know, to these football players, these athletes. It's really a sad situation. I wish him the best of luck. Hopefully he makes it out without having to have any of his limbs or anything amputated or anything like that. I highly doubt his NFL career is going to keep going after this. I think it's pretty much done at this point. Because at this point, his health is really all that matters right now.
Yeah.
So prayers go out to him and his family, because that's serious.
Yeah, for sure. That is.
Definitely is.
All right, man, Ken, you got one to head on out with?
Yeah, mine goes back to the Monday night game last week. How many times are there going to be penalties that are not called, and then they, after the fact, say, oh, well, we apologize, we missed the call. You know, how many teams are going to be affected by that? There has to be some sort of, you know, if they have a spotter who can spot players who are hurt and possibly concussed, and they should have someone to say, hey, that play shouldn't have happened, or rule 12.1AB says this.
Right.
You know, because clearly the man was looking at it and he missed it. Then that should have been reviewed. When they review plays, they should be able to review all facets. Now, of course, it's going to open up the door. It makes a slippery slope. You review one thing, you start seeing other things. A lot of things could change. But in this one, on a game-changing play, there shouldn't be, I guess in basketball, you say, okay, you're not going to call a ticky-tack foul on a last-second, you know, play of the game. But in this case, this was like a real play that cost Detroit the game. And NFL referees need to be, I don't even be held a little more accountable, but something has to happen in those scenarios. They can't just say, okay, our bad, we messed up, but we're not changing the outcome of the game or anything, but yeah, we messed up. Because what does that do? You know, sorry doesn't help. You got to do better.
Yeah. I think I agree. I think they need to do something. I guess when it gets to, they need to figure out something in writing, I guess, where if it's a play that could potentially change the outcome of the game, it should be able to be reviewed.
Yeah, and
that only makes sense.
Yeah, the weird thing is, it seemed like they went and discussed it and they just, you know, moved past it. But I want to say under 2 minutes goes, it's a booth review. It's supposed to be handled upstairs. But I'm sure, I would think that somebody in Detroit, either upstairs, is like, yo, that ain't correct. But right. I guess you can't challenge
under 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't, it's weird like that. I don't know. Something's going to have to happen. But yeah, I'm with you on that. It does feel like, oh, they just fuck up. Because, I mean, look, I understand refs are put in, you know, weird positions sometimes. You know, it's their job to make the call, even when we don't like the way the outcome of the call. Mm-hmm. What is like if you blatantly miss it, and a play like that, they get it back basically on the one.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. More than likely, you want to believe they're going to get it, or at least leave with some points.
Right.
So, yeah, clearly Detroit needed it because they still going down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I hope something comes of it, but it is a slippery slope, man.
Yeah.
All right, man, we want to thank you for coming through and hanging out with us.
Yeah, definitely appreciate it.
No problem. Glad to come, man. Let me know the next one. I'll be around.
Oh, for sure.
For sure, man. We're going to get into that. Yes, we want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, part of the Black Is Network. Make sure you're checking out the other shows on the network besides us. If you like us, check out The Break, hosted by KC Lehman.
Yes, sir.
Roundtable discussions. Appreciate all the feedback we've gotten within the last month or so. That's what that episode was about, doing part two. Turn my headphones up. I just dropped that last week. I know it had been a while trying to get some music to y'all. Hopefully trying to get some new episodes of The Jam out to you soon. Make sure you check us out at blackisonline.com as well. Leave us some ratings and reviews. We love the 5-star kind on iTunes and Stitcher. You can also find us on TuneIn Radio and SoundCloud as well. If you want to get at us directly, you can email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you, well, let me say this first. I want to thank all the first-timers who tuned in to check out the show and see what we brought up in here in the happy hour. For the long-time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for keeping up with us for the long haul. Mm-hmm. For those of y'all who caught us in the middle, definitely want to thank y'all, too, for hanging out with us and just chilling with us and enjoying these good times. Let's see. If you enjoyed the show, go ahead and tell your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Had my niece with us today. She did not annoy me at all. Go ahead and tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. And let's see who we got today. You know what? In the spirit of football and the teams that are 5-0, go ahead and tell your Packers. Go ahead and tell your Bengals. Tell your Broncos. Who else we got?
Tell your Falcons.
Tell your Falcons. Tell your Patriots. Tell your Panthers. There it is. And I'm out.
Holla.
Peace.
I seen AK-47. I seen sawed-off shotguns. I seen all of this. I seen dynamite on the street.
Surrounded by violence and murder. Say we in the street and we gripping on heat. You got beef and we frying your hurt. My shoes on my feet and my words and my balls is all I got. Fuck with a murder. What happened to you? Why I'm certain. I'm certain it's hell and I'm ripping the tail of Satan itself, the serpent. We pouring, ain't no social service. We go in the store, they look nervous. So damn them to hell or damn me to jail. Like fucking we robbing the merchants. The preachers sound silly in service. Convincing my mama that all of a drama must certainly serve higher purpose. I fight just turning the curses. When I tell an inner God that make it plenty hard, really ain't worthy to worship. Man, I believe in my patches. Man, I believe in my vests. Man, I believe in bandanas and pistols and holding out rocking my sex. Born in the turmoil and trouble. I became king of the rubble.
Broken, a blemish and battered and tattered of mine. You let it burn and decay and created the kings of the cinder divine. I am done asking and pleading and begging you recognize I am alive. You were done walking inside of the section you're treading and there is a line. Cement block, hard rock, and don't stop. Get it? Your whole block's off, the cup off like skittish bitches. We're wolves to the bitter finish. Not fool, gotta get it in, get it, get us dinner. Violators try to finish any little symptoms, we will sentence sinners. It all stinks, but where we live is where the set's anchored. They say sorry, son, accept it. Same old song and a subjective. Sorry, sirs, but we don't sing along to anthems or your pledges. In your garbage rose the rulers of the restless. Do not test us.